Daf Tesfam on base, page 30. And we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 lines on the bottom of the page. The last word on the line is Rabbi, and that is where we're up to. Now, a lot of new concepts tonight. It's really one after the other. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benoya. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Benoya said, "Asu mashka based tzviya." Now, for the cases like this, mashka based tzviya means here. Let's take this cup as an example. The Skokie Yeshiva cup. So if you have a keli, a vessel which has liquids in it, and you touch, it also has the has possibly being tameh, in Tumah the Rabbanon, Tumah the Raisa, part of the keli becomes tameh, the whole thing becomes tameh. But in Tumah the Rabbanon, on a rabbinic level, so if this part of the keli is tameh, the inside, then the outside is not tummy, nor is the handle. That's called base tzviya. They have place for the etzba. So, or and vice versa. The handle is tummy, the inside is not, nor is the outside. And also, the third way is the outside, meaning the bottom is tummy, not the outside, not the handle, nor the inside. Okay, so the cup is subdivided into three portions. So, what is the principle that Chazal followed when they said, that vis-a-vis a rabbinic tumor, the cup has three components. So Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Rabbi Benoya said, also mashka beis tzviya, mashka beis midrachaya. They made it like the liquids which are in the slaughterhouse in the Beis HaMikdash. Now that's an interesting thing. The Gemara in Pesachim in the Bavli brings down a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel whether mashka beis midrachaya, the liquids in the slaughterhouse of the Beis HaMikdash were tamei d'oraisa or not on the Torah level. But the Yerushalmi holds that on a Torah level, they certainly can become tumah if they come into contact, meaning with tumah, which is on the Torah level. The question, when they come into contact with tumah d'rabbanan, for example, let's say in the mashka bay, in the slaughterhouse base at Mikdash, somebody dropped their lunch sandwich in the which was tumah, in the water which is there to rinse off the body of the carbon or to help skin it. Let's say the water fell into that water, so does it make the water tummy or not? So normally, that if the food is tummy, it only makes another substance tummy d'rabbanan, not the raisa. So the question is, in this case, is it tummy d'rabbanan, or the Chazal say that mashke beimit b'chai d'chon means, for the convenience of the Beis HaMikdash, they said, any liquids which otherwise be tummy d'rabbanan are not tummy in the Beis HaMikdash. Kind of like we have principle, a similar principle that the surim of Shabbos, prohibitions of Shabbos, don't apply to the Beis HaMikdash either because ain't plus b'mikdash, they didn't make the rabbinic decrees in the Beis HaMikdash. So the same thing would apply here. So that's what it says. That also mashka beis tzviya, when holding the liquids on the back of the cup, are kamashim based in the chayah like the liquids in the slaughterhouse based in Mikdash. Kamal Atomatan, like you said over there, mashka based in Bechayah, the liquids in the slaughterhouse based in Mikdash are tohoirim bimkoma, they're tohar in their place. And may makamach, wherever, let's say the same liquids flowed out of the slaughterhouse elsewhere. So immediately the tumah, which was dormant till then, takes hold of them. So to hear, what do you say? So to mashka based tzviya, the beverage which adheres to the handle, torim kaimon, the Torah when they remain in their spot, meaning on the handle, in other words, they're not metame anything else, utmei mokamachra, but they are tame when they leave the handle. Now it's an interesting thing. That means that if you have you have tame food which touched the water on the handle. As long as the water is still in the handle, it's not metame anything else. It's not metame the inside. Even if there's some, connection, right? It's not metame the inside and not metame the back. But the moment this liquid falls off and goes somewhere else, it's metame like any other tumah d'rabbanan. It's only a... It's a temporary dispensation. Why? Because the rabbis can say what they want.
You're asking a foolish question.
Okay?
But what's the logic to it?
It's a convenience. They only said they said this in order to make sure, you know, because really, we don't want to avoid truma becoming tameh if we can. So therefore, they didn't enact the normal tuma derabanan, which you would expect them to enact in this case.
Yeah, because water is machshir lekabel tuma.
Granted.
So you think that the water.
But that's so they said by tuma deraisa we can't help you. So by tuma deraisa, so somebody tell me deraisa touches the outside, comes in contact with the inside. Subsequently, there's nothing we can do for you. But since it's only tuma derabanan, so we can bend the rules a little bit. That's really what it boils down to. Okay, so
why when it's dry when the water falls off does the tumor get?
Because they only bet the rules when it's on the cup.
So it falls off and it evaporates.
No, then it's okay. But if it falls off, let's say if this would be a graphic example. If I want to ruin this blotter, is to pour the coffee down here. So while it's on here, it'd still be tar. But the moment it falls off, it becomes tummy.
Coffee will leave a residue.
But
water will leave a
residue. True. The residue doesn't matter, though. Even if coffee leaves a residue. Once it dries up, it dries up.
Once the coffee's spilled off the handle and it should have dried up, the residue left is not coming.
No.
It's only while it's wet.
Right.
Why?
Because it's more. It's no longer the same substance once it dries up. It's coffee. Grinds. I don't know, but it's not the same thing.
So the presence of
water can't spread.
The presence of the liquid state for renders in that substance.
Right. The bottom line is, as we know, is that when Rabbanan make a decree, they don't make a decree necessarily across the board. Sometimes they do, right? It's called low plu, where they don't draw the distinction. But sometimes Rabbanan only made a situational zero. This is the case over here. So it says the Gemara Vatzian, didn't we learn? I don't know if I read Rabbi Simon. Right, Smel Mashem Rabbi Shuvah Levi said, Mashka Beis HaMikdashaya, if the beverages left the Slaros in the Beis HaMikdash, Yotza L'chutz, they went out beyond those precincts, Ligma, then they revert to the status of Tumah, which was suspended while they were still in the slaughterhouse. So it says the Gemara, how can you say this, Vatzian, did we learn? Then a bright, Mashka Beis HaMikdashaya, the chutzitz leave the slaughterhouse. Sheyotz the chutzitz went out. Diktu shos and hein. They still retain their character of holiness, and we assume that means that they still retain their tara. Rabbi Yosef said, "Came Rabbi Simon." Rabbi Simon supported this and he refuted his own question. Rabbi China and Rabbi Simon both said, "Shem Rabbi Shuvah Levi." They both said, "Name Rabbi Shuvah Levi." Sheyotz the chazru when they went back. When they went out. And then they came back, then they retain their status and they don't become tummy even when they're outside. However, when they went out, period, so then they no longer retain their status and then become tummy on the outside. Okay? Says one, Nidma Bamashka Elio. What if the higher precincts of the Beis HaMikdash in the courtyard became tummy, and including that, the slaughterhouse liquid? But Yoshosei Sviori. And that slaughterhouse liquid is now gushing down, pouring down. And we're on top of 31 now. Right, but right, boom, barachia, chadamar, kimakomo, abimakomo tar, in its place it's tar. The yard of the matam, but now that the waters are out, so they are matami. Choranamar, the other said, no. Holovu bami koach tara, since when it came to be tar, initially they deprived it of all types of tumah. It still remains tar until some other episode causes it to become tummy. Okay? So the question is when we suspend tumah from an object which is serving a certain purpose, so then when the suspension lapses, does it automatically become tummy or it still remains tar until some new antecedent causes it to become tummy? Okay? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yahushua Mizir said, this is all true, that we make variations between the vessel and its handle and all those type of variations made. That's other that are mashkish nidmu ba'ochin. It's only by beverages which became tomei by coming into contact with foodstuffs. But But when the beverages, meaning the liquids, come into contact with the sheretz, with the dead rodent, whose tumor is, of course, the raisa, so then it's may have all bets are off. You can't say that the handle remains tore independently of the cup, or that the Beis HaMikdash, there were the different areas and zones, and the Mashke Beis Midachaya in the slaughterhouse. Excuse me, the Mashke Beis Midachaya in the slaughterhouse exempt from Tumah. No, it's only when dealing with Tumah the Rabbanim, but now we're dealing with the Raisa level Tumah, such as when a dead rodent comes in contact with any of these substances. Okay, and then they become totally regardless. Okay, is that clear?
Yeah,
what's the matter?
I understand what you're saying, but it seems like unnecessary that the Rabbanim limit themselves. That just because there's a tumor derisive, they're not going to impose their own regulations with regard to the extent of it.
It's very rare that they do things like that. There would be a cooler here, be a leniency. How could they be lenient here?
No, because the fact of the matter is just because you have a tumor derisive from one part of a cup,
yeah,
that doesn't mean that the whole cup becomes tummy, because the Rabbanim have delineated the cup parts.
But they can't do it if it's a bituma d'oraisa. It's not an effective thing to do. No, it's very real, because it's a very big difference between what Rabbanan are doing and what the Torah does. What the Torah does is absolute. What the rabbis do, you can pop holes in.
But many of the teachings that you made characterized
as Raisa, for
example, are Raisa by an interpretive process.
Right. That doesn't matter.
I know. I'm just trying to make a point. And so the fact there's an interpretive process in both cases, in one case it's the Raisa, which means that the remote ability was right to be overly analytical. That was essentially saying this has been taken. But they have to be analytically to a point in order to make the interpretation to get there. And where they stop and where they don't stop doesn't appear to be a question of the rights of them. Appears to be.
I don't know if that's true. I think it does play a factor in whether it's a question of the rights or not.
Well, doesn't the factor play when the decision, the point at which whether it's derisive or not. Once it's derisive, they stop.
Right.
But if they forego that question for a while, then maybe they go a little bit longer.
But they're not going to.
I
can't tell you. You're not going to be happy no matter what I answer you.
I'm quite sure I'll be thrilled with that.
Yeah, I know. You'll be thrilled with whatever I say, true. But nevertheless, you'll be happy. Okay? In other words, that's a problem which we face. I mentioned that when we learned in the morning, Masech the Beitzah. People try and find consistency in what the Rabbanan regard as being sacrosanct and what is not. That is an error. Because what happened was not that they had a great synod and all the cardinals got together and they started voting on these things. Rather, they had things which were overlaid and decreed kind of haphazardly over time. So therefore, you can't assume that you're going to be able to find a unifying grand unification theory, which is going to explain how everything fits together.
So let's say you do look at it atomistically, and you take each individual question and you look at it without regard.
That's what we do.
I know.
Yeah, except we do with some prejudice, not without prejudice. But not that much prejudice. I mean, the basic prejudice we have is by the Rabbanim are going to be lenient, except where we find.
Aren't you whenever I need to beat this with the death?
Well, you did it already, so you continue. Yes.
It is still not clear to me how using what you the cup is the example.
Yeah.
To make generalization.
Right.
Why isn't the cup the right?
Oh. It would be the raisa if the tumor was the raisa. The cup is not the issue. We're not talking about the cup. We're talking about tumor as pertains to the
subject matter. Okay, why is the tumor not the raisa?
Because it's only selling Tamei Drabanan came into contact with the beverages on the cup. I have an answer for everything. Not always, just for this case. Okay, so that's the Gemara further. Tava Tanim, we learned over there. Kol Kelim, this continues along the same lines. Kol Kelim Mishnah Machorai Mitoch. Every vessel has distinct parts. In the backside, the inside, the Esher made Sphia and the handle. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, not every handle is considered to be distinct or significant in and of itself from the bowl. Only La Reva Kudelushalates, only for a large wooden mixing or kneading bowl, because then it was essential to use the peg in order, I guess, to whatever to do with it. It's only there when they needed the handles. Even cups for the handles are not essential. They still have the parameters of handles. Rameir said a very interesting thing. Rameir says it makes no difference whether the handle is tamei and he's tahor, or whether he's tamei or the handle is tahor. Nevertheless, the tumah always goes back and forth between him and the handle and does not spread to any other aspect of the cup or the bucket or whatever he's dealing with. Okay? Now, says the Gemara, makes a difference in my hand is tummy and the question is the cup, or my hand is torn, and the question is there from my hand. I'm not sure if I'm making sense. If I'm holding the cup by the handle, either my hand is tamei, yeah, and then the leniency of Rabban is that tumah doesn't transmit to the cup, or the cup is tamei, and Rabban's leniency was it doesn't transmit to my hand.
That's because you're holding it by the handle.
Yeah.
The cup is tamei.
Right.
But if the handle were tamei, then it would transmit to your
hand. Absolutely. What do you want to ask? Good question. So says more, Rabbi Meir made the ninth male satoris that works both ways. Rabbi Meir, Lomru Eliyodaim Tahoros Bilvad. It's only hands which are tor, not hands which are tame, which are involved in this halacha. So what happens is like this. Korah Meir, it makes a difference, like you're saying, if I put the tumas in the cup, and the question is whether my hand on the handle avoids that, or the tumas in the handle and the wine in the cup avoids that. In both cases, we say that the tumas is isolated. Rabbi Yossi said it only works when the hands are tahor, meaning that the liquid in the cup is not going to render my hands unfit. But if my cancer told me that it will render the cup or whatever else we're dealing with unfit.
Do you think tarry?
What?
I'm sorry.
I don't know what I said. But again, let me Rabbi Yossi said that if the cup is tarry, my hands don't become tarry. But if my hands are tarry, then the cup will become tarry. Okay? Says my Rabbi, let's analyze Rabbi Meir first. Tell you other tomatoes, if its hands were tummy, Bachori Akos Tori, and the back of the cup is tar, Mashkeluchot, and there's moisture outside, Agabiakos on the back side of the cup, Vachosov Vesvios, the elder by the handle, Pshito She'ein Mashke Mitame Minayad, it's obvious that the beverage does not become tummy from the handle, Lutame Esakos. In order to make a cup of wine, whatever else is tamei as well. Now,
times that machine.
What? Yeah, because that's part of the rabbinic leniency. The dying to male sutoros.
Didn't we have something so cool with the product of food where the outside didn't
I don't remember such a thing, but that it's still certainly possible. But look, if my hands, again, this is a case like this, right? We have a case here, my hands are torn, and the back of the cup is torn. Now I hold here, and there's moisture going from here to here. And now I'm atomic the cup. Vice versa would be Matami the cup. If my hands are tar,
yeah.
And Tuma touches down here, so now I become Tami as well.
This applies if the substance at issue is just plain water.
What?
This applies if the substance at issue is just plain water.
Yeah, I just made a mistake, because it may also work either way. Yeah, I was getting mixed up with Rabbi Yossi.
What about condensation?
Condensation also might have an impact.
Where is it exactly? Is it on the handle?
Yes.
It's on the handle?
Yes.
But it only affects the handle, according to the remake.
Time out. My hand remains there.
That's according to
Rav Meir. Males both works both ways.
Why is that the case?
The Rabbanans. You keep asking that question. You keep getting the same answer.
He didn't put down the
subject. Yes. Okay.
These are notes from people.
Now wait. Rabbi Yossi says, "Lo really a dime toros bilvad." Rabbi Yossi said, "What it means is that my hands don't become tame. In other words, if this is tame and I'm tar, my hands retain their taro, but not vice versa. If my hands are tame, then the tuma spreads."
It's a one-way street.
So
it's only with regard to focuses on the status of the hands. Is that
Quen Rabbi Yossi?
Yeah.
Yes. Quen Rabbi Meir, it's a status. No, it is. Yeah, it doesn't make a difference. Okay. The logic's not specified, but now the Gemara's going to go through the logic. The Gemara doesn't leave it dangling. The Gemara's actually going to discuss it.
Oh, okay.
So says the Gemara. Now, Rabbi Meir, that's where I put a little aleph in the parentheses. Rabbi Meir, like Rabbi Meir, how you other tomatoes, his hands with Tommy. Okay, so our graphic illustration, my hands here are Tommy. I'm holding this with Tommy hands, right? Down here, the bottom of the cup is Tohar, right? Vashkilachutz, agabi akos, and there's beverage gushing over from the cup. All over the place it's going, right? So it's beverage going all over the cup, right? I'm holding it by the hand, however. Pshita, it's obvious. Shena mashke mitame minayat. Even though my hands are tame, it doesn't make the beverage tame that the tuma should then jump back into the cup. The cup remains tame. Because it's a derabara. Okay? So it made store.
But only one thing rabbi.
So, Kishem Shena Mashke. Now the question is like this. It's really a question. Kishem Shena Mashke Mitame Minayad Latame Sakos. What about the it's just like the Mashke, the beverage, on the cup does not become tied from the hand. The words of Mitame, the inside, right? Does the mashke also not become tummy from the hand? It's a fascinating question. In other words, okay, it's not matami the inside of the cup, right? The inside of the cup is torn. Let's say this is a loaf of bread, right? So here I have water gushing all over the place, right? And it's not matami the inside of the cup. And then some water drips down on the bread. Is the bread tummy? Okay? Why?
Is it
chulin bread? See, it's a chiddush. It's worth asking as a question. Let's say maybe they, when they took the handle, when they dissociated the handle, they dissociated the handle for the cup, maybe dissociated from reality altogether. And then he better, all bets are off. The Gemara's will come out like
you. I wouldn't think that. I'm just thinking that's a special rule.
Vis-a-vis the inside of the cup.
Yeah.
Right. You're correct.
What if it were truma instead of cooling bread?
No, it doesn't. I mean, the conclusion will. We'll see the answer rub proof. So it says, well, the Shemimi Adol, let's hear from this case. It's pretty proof. Mashkin trying to Sunni Bakarka. Here you have, what's her user, her graphic illustrations. I have here, I don't know if that actually will hold water. Anyway, here I have, let's say, this is the ground, okay?
You're saying that something you said didn't hold water, I didn't hear it.
Here I have the ground, right? And I have Tomei liquids on the ground, right? Not the Tomei, did Tomei yet? Are they Tomei ready? No, they're Tor. Mashutor, the Sinim Bakarka. I have here Tor liquids in my on the ground. Noga ben kikar tame. If a loaf of bread which is tame touch them, timina makes them tame. The beverage on the ground. Lays the davar timon. Why does it make it tame? What does it mean that makes it tame? Lo tame kikar mokamacha does not mean that they themselves can be metame something else. But they receive true tuma now. Now it's mivnei. Here's what the Gemara brings proof. Mivnei she'en gabe karka. Oh no, it's not like you. Sorry. Mivnei she'en gabe karka because it's there on the ground. While gabe coast low. The only reason why these, again, I have liquid on the ground, right? The liquid on the ground. This liquid now becomes, if it was tar, becomes touched by something tummy. So then, if it goes further and hits a piece of bread, it's metame that piece of bread. Says Zumara, why did they pick the cockamamie case of liquids on the ground? We're not talking about a mikvah. A mikvah can't receive tuma. It's just liquids which are sitting on the ground. Why did they pick liquids sitting in a cup, which is much more normal, right? So it must be, says the Gemara, that if the liquids are sitting on the cup, and they become tame because my hands, which are tame, touch them, and then fall on the loaf of bread, they talk are not metame the loaf of bread. In fact, this handle is divorced from reality. And anything which now comes into contact with this handle, even though my hands are tame, it's not metame the cup, nor is it metame the piece of bread on the floor. Because that's the lump.
Why the hand?
I can give you a better answer. No, same thing, any component of the cup. Because once they made the rabbinic decree, this leniency, they followed it through. Then they said that means that liquids which are coming into contact with my hand on the handle do not transmit to me anywhere else.
Okay, what about your hand on the side of the cup?
Same idea.
Or
so the side of the cup is the same idea. Because the side of the cup is like achorayim, it's called the back of a cup. Even though I said achorayim is the bottom, it's really the whole side of the cup.
Okay.
So,
says
the Gemara. And the mashka nosen agave hayah. This is a question like this. And the mashka nosen agave hayah. I have a beverage on my hand. Vachsu bebeis tviyoso. And I hold it. I hold onto the handle. Now, the trick is, although it's not explicit in the Gemara, but the Kormier brings down, the back of the cup is tummy. In other words, the outside of the cup is tummy. So I'm holding onto the handle. The outside of the cup is tummy, right? So now, afilu kein eina mashke mitame minakos tame sayat. In that case, the way I say that nonetheless, that the beverage, it does not become tummy from the cup. In order to be metame my hand, is that the case? In other words, I'm holding on over here, right? My hands are now tohar. What about the back of the cup is tame? Can this tuma on the back of the cup impact me over here and make my hands tame? Okay? That's the Gemara's question. Whereas if the liquid comes from this bowl over here to over here, does it make my hands stormy?
So we had that scenario. Didn't we have that case earlier?
Well, I would have guessed that it's tar. Let's see what the Gemara says. Not sure we had it explicitly, but it sounds like it would be tar. So says the Gemara, Nishmini Minato. Let's learn from here. Mashkin Tmeim Nusudim Bakar. The same idea we have Mashkin Tmeim. Impure beverages on the ground. Nogaben Kikar Tar. If a piece of bread touches them, the piece of bread becomes tar. Nitma lo ama. So it doesn't say that the. This is a much bigger fish. Nishmim Adol, I'm going to start again this little paragraph. Mashkit Tmeim, the Sukhim Bakarka, if you have impure beverages in the ground, Nogabem Kikar Tar. If the loaf touches them, then it's tar. I just really badly blew that Gemara. No one was confusing me. Nagavam Kikar Tar Nitma. That's the way to read it. Nagavam Kikar Tar Nitma. If a loaf of bread touches that beverage on the ground, it becomes tummy. So again, here the Gemara is bringing a cave for a riot from the Kakamami case. The case is I have liquid on the ground and water spills on it. On a piece of bread, it makes it. Actually, water can't spill up. A piece of bread falls on the water, and that water is metami the bread. So again, the Gemara is bothered. Why choose the Kakamami case? Choose a case where water spills from a cup onto the bread. Isn't that a much better case, right? So says the Gemara, Lo Amar El Kikar. It must be that only the bread becomes tamei. Hayad lo. And not a hand, right? Meaning that if the
I'm not sure I have this right.
Why wouldn't the hand?
After the man holds it, hands don't become tummy.
Because
now I'm not sure. I don't know why. Because the truth is here, we're talking about not even in the cup. We're talking about a hand comes into contact with tummy liquids in the ground.
This is a tummy which we rectify by washing the hands.
Yeah, sure.
It's nothing.
But the question is whether it becomes tummy.
Because he holds it's a one-way street. If the hands are tar to begin with, they cannot receive tumor from the water on the handle, based on sphere, or the water that's on the ground, that's tar. That's consistent. Isn't that what we said earlier? No?
No. It's not, because the water on the ground is a new scenario. Why extrapolate from one to the other?
General concept of tumor.
No, I obviously.
You're just told there is no such thing as a general concept.
No, there is no general concept. It's correct.
Well, according
but,
to the mayor.
That's right.
The mayor's general concept.
Yeah, I think it is a very big chiddush.
It's just an extension of his one-way street philosophy. That the hands are tar, they're not going to be in the cup of tumah, no matter where the source of the tumah is, whether it's in the cup or on the ground.
Well, then what thing is
okay,
the
hands, no, we don't
have
to. I just snuck a look at the Pnei Moshe. Pnei Moshe explains it much better. He says, although it's not necessarily the simple shot, but it does work. He says that Gemara means to say a little bit more than it actually does say. Gemara means to say is that
why do we take this whole case of the pizza bread which touches the water on the ground? Talk about a key piece of a case where you have a cup and a hand on the cup.
So it's not that your hand doesn't become tame from water on the ground. Your hand will become tame from water on the ground. What it means is that your hand doesn't become tame from water on a cup. It says, if your hand became tame from water on a cup, when some other part of the cup was tame, so then I would have said that would have been the case that Breisler chose instead of the cockamamie case of the water on the ground. That's what it means to say. So again, a case like this, a case where I have a cup, right, and the outside is tame, and I'm touching here on the handle, and liquid goes from the outside of the cup to my hand, right? So does that make my hand tame or not? Now I know that my hand doesn't make the inside of the cup tame, that's what Meir said. And I also know that the inside of the cup doesn't make my hand tame. That's the two-way street according to Meir. The Gemara is asking, what about the outside of the cup and my hand? And at that corner says, if the outside of the cup tame would affect my hand, then the case the Breisler would give would not be a case where a piece of bread touches tame liquids on the ground. It would have been a case where my hand comes into contact with tame liquids, which is a much more prevalent case. Since the Gemara doesn't discuss, since Breisler doesn't discuss this case, so therefore the Gemara comes to the conclusion that, according to Meir at least, where the outside of the cup is tame and touches my hand, nevertheless my hand remains tame. Okay? That's what the Gemara concludes according to Meir. It doesn't make sense at all to you because you absorbed my lesson from before too well. Really, there is here a general principle. The general principle is that
there's no absorption.
They blasted the cup to smithereens.
Right.
In other words, in essence, now this cup is not a cup, halachically, but what is it? Three separate components, which optically, to you, it seems it's all one cup.
But it's a handle, an outside and inside.
Exactly! Right, that's exactly the point. Okay? Boy, you're getting this down fat very well. Okay, so it says a lot further. Let's go to your lawyer. So it says a lot further. Now, Krabiosi. That, like Rabbi Yossi. Hay yod of Taurus. Now, Rabbi Yossi, of course, if his hands are tar, Bachori at Kost Meim, and the back of the cup is tar, Mashkin Osun al Gabe Yad, and he has beverage on his hands, Vachso Beveis Yossi, and he's holding by the handle, Pshito She'ein Mashkin Metame Min Akos, so beverages in the cup are not Metame his hand, right? In other words, that's what Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Yossi said his hands, which are tar, don't become tame. That was Rabbi Yossi's position. And Meir holds also of his hands are tame, they don't make the cup tame. Rabbi Yossi says it's a one-way street. If his hands are tar, the cup's tumma does not affect his hands. But
if his hands are tame,
then it will affect the cup. That was Rabbi Yossi's mouth.
The outside of the cup.
No, even the inside of the cup. It will affect, according to Rabbi Yossi, it will affect even the outside of the cup. And the inside of the cup.
Because
he holds it's only if my hands are tore, they remain tore. But my hands are tame, they affect everything.
Inside routes.
Inside routes, it seems, at least at this point. Okay, so it says,
that's three differences between the three.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could be. But then why hasn't it finished developing yet? It's a minute. Ukishem, now comes the next question. Ukishem shein amashka mitame min akos to tame seya, just like the beverage doesn't become tame from the cup to make the hand tame. Kach ein amashka mitame min akos, is it true that also the beverage from the cup, that when it falls out, it's not going to fall out, mitame kikur mokamacha. In other words, the same case here before. What happens if beverage falls out instead of on my hand, it falls on a loaf, right? In other words, instead of my hand, forget about my hand over here, but rather beverage falls on the loaf of bread underneath the cup. What's halacha? Right? No, I'm holding on to it. But the beverage, instead of falling on my hand, falls down here. Right? What's the status of the loaf of bread? So it says tomorrow. The Shemini Medol, let's start from here. Mashkin, now there's a couple of typos here. See, Mashkin Tahori. Tahor beverages. The Sunni Makarka, the similar case you had to go before, could put tar beverages in the ground. Nagabahen, now here, the Gilyan HaShas on the side makes a major change. Naga Bahem, he actually switches around more later on with here. Naga Bahem, he takes the phrase from the end, from the fourth line from the end of the page, and puts it here. Naga Bahem, Kos Shachorav Torim Bebeis Tviyasa. Okay? So this is actually a Shachorav Tmein, which would be. She switches the phrase and makes it different. In other words, here I have beverages on the ground, right? There's liquid on the ground, right? Down here. Let's assume there's liquid on the ground. Here's the ground, here's the liquid. I touch this liquid, with my cup. And my cup is tummy. Okay? So I'm actually touching this liquid with my cup. So says the Gemara, it says the Braisa, Nitma.
It becomes tummy. This beverage on the ground becomes tummy. Lays the dog enigma. Why it become tummy? Lo l'tami akikah b'malkam acher. Is it does not become a tummy. This is only because in order that a loaf of bread should become tummy when this water on the ground falls to another loaf of bread. And it says mineshe agabi akarka, because they're on the ground. Ha'agabi ayad lo, but not if they're on the hand. Right. So it's an interesting thing. What he's saying is that the only way that the water can fall and become tamei is if it falls directly onto the liquid on the ground. But if I'm holding it, the Braisa says the only way that this cup can make a beverage tamei, that can be a matami piece of bread, is if the cup itself comes into contact with the other beverage. And then this beverage goes and falls to something else and then makes it tamei. But if the cup spills on my hand and then spills on the ground, so the special dispensation which my hand received, which applies also to the loaf of bread which is underneath my hand. Okay, so I might say I might have thought that my hand is a tumor free zone, but then once it leaves the tumor free zone, it goes back to its shame tumor, and then when it's the piece of bread underneath the cup and makes a tame, that's why it tells me that it doesn't. Okay. So it says more further. That's fine. Let's try the next case. Elamashke nosna gabekos. You have beverage on the cup. V'achso v'beitziyoso. And you're holding it by the handle. Okay? You have beverage on the cup. And that's back here. Okay, around here you have beverages. V'achso v'beitziyoso. You're holding it by its handle. Afilu kein, nevertheless, Ein mashke mitame, do I say that the beverage does not become tame? Mean, it should be mina kos, from the cup, the tame sayad, to be mitame my hand. So in essence, a question like this, Rabbi Yossi said, if liquid comes from here, from the inside, to my hand, so that's not mitame my hand. What if liquid comes from here to the outside, and from there comes to touch my hand? In that case, it's a matame in my hand. In other words, do they make a dafka from the inside or even from the outside? That's not a matame.
That would make any sense.
There probably is some reason, but I can't think of it offhand. Let's see how they want to resolve it. So the Shemina Minato, let's resolve from here. Mashke Tmei Tmei, the Sunni Bebeis Tiyotsu Shokos. If you have Tmei beverages on the handle of the cup, Naga Bahen, and they were touched by, here it should be instead of the rest of the line, Kikar Tar, they were touched by a piece of bread, which is Tar, Nigma, it now becomes Tmei. Now the Gilin Hashas throws in the words, here it says, Nidma Akikar, Lomar El Akikar, it's only the bread, Avul Yad Lo, but not the hands. So meaning it says here, the Braisa says, if I have a piece of bread here, and the water spills either from the inside of the cup, or actually here it says from the handle, right? So it touches the loaf of bread, so then the loaf of bread becomes tummy. It sounds like only a loaf of bread. If my hands are touching the cup, no matter where the water is coming from,
or the beverage is coming from, it's coming from the inside, or coming from the handle, or coming from the outside, my hands remain tahor nonetheless. Okay? So according to Rabbi Meir, again, it's a two-way street. According to Rabbi Yossi, it's a one-way street. According to Rabbi Meir, however, according to both of them, once like my hand received the dispensation, or whatever received the dispensation, the cut, so that remains true, even if then the water goes somewhere else. If the water then falls subsequently on a loaf of bread, then still, whatever dispensation will apply to the cup will apply later on to whatever comes afterwards. However, take away the hand and put the loaf of bread instead of the hand, so then the dispensation doesn't apply, of course, and that tumor-free zone is doesn't pertain.
If you have your hand on a cup, and you are lifting the cup to put it to your lips, and loaf of bread underneath, it's exceedingly important to know whether the drippings from the cup were coming from your hand or the cup.
That's correct. It would be exceedingly important to know where they come from the cup or from the hand. Absolutely. Of course, not in our day and age, but time the Gemara would be exceedingly important.
That's well, right. Not
because we don't have Tumun Tower anymore. We don't care. Doesn't matter. I mean, in terms of our hands, we will have to wash them anyway. And more than that, we can't do it. We don't do it anymore, so. You're right. With the basic mitzvah, the one would have to. Okay, no see some medrash. Somebody who carries the medrash, who knows he has the truma, he carries the truma. Have a low sum to Kodesh. Now, this is a case where a guy came into contact with a tumor. Let's say he came into contact with clothes worn by a zov, or a person who had any mission. So then afterwards, he's tummy. But he can still carry truma as long as it's in a sealed container. But he can't carry Kodesh even if it's in a sealed container. Why is that? So this is what I'll tell you, right? Bob Hashem Ravid of the name Maisha Shira. So that episode happened. Maisbecha is an episode of a certain individual. Shanikla Chavisa, his vessel became punctured. Upakika, and he sealed it bisandolo with his sand. The problem was that his sandal was tummy. So therefore, since the sandal was tummy, actually now when he sealed the vessel with his sandal, so the stuff inside the vessel came into contact with the sandal, and the sandal made a tummy. So like Truma, that's not so terrible.
The sandal stepping out?
What? No, he took up a sandal, plugged up the hole in the vessel. He didn't have glue.
It's a patch.
Yeah, it was a patch. He took the sandal. Don't ask me. The old days they had to improvise. You would go and buy some super glue. He couldn't. So he took his sandal off and he plugged up the hole. If I wanted to close the hole in your helmet, I would take off my shoe and close up the hole there.
What is inside this vessel?
Carbon.
That's right. So you're...
He did a bad thing. But precisely since that once happened, suddenly made a decree.
This is carbon that he has plugged all the way up to.
He's a Kohen transport to the slaughter ready, so he's
carrying this stuff to the...
He's carrying this to go eat it.
And he uses his shoe to
plug up. Yeah. Okay? So that's why he made the decree. You can't carry carbonos when you yourself are tome, because obviously then you can come to all sorts of problems like this. Rabbi Zir and Rabbi Yassi, B'Shem, Rabbi Lez said, Ofer Avinasa, what if you did carry it? You were a person who came into contact with the tumor of Azov, and you carry carbonos. So if you b'di'evet, if you post facto, if you carry the Torah, we assume it's Torah. V'asek shekihid am Rabbi Lezer, the same way Rabbi Lezer said, yesh me'em shomu lo yisa. The certain things they said don't carry. Over v'no. So if you did go and carry those things, the after the fact, tome. We say no good. It remains tome. V'yesh me'em shomu, then those who said lo yisa, you shouldn't carry him. V'mav v'no, but if you did transgress and carry, Tohar, it still is Tohar. And this is one of these cases. On Rabbi Zira, Kumi Rabbi Mona, Rizir said, Kumi Rabbi Mona, a cute thing. He says, Leisa Damra, this does not teach you, Shalosu Gufo Kizov Eitzla Kodesh. It means this guy who had come into contact with a medras, with something which was Tomei, he obviously does not become like a Zav himself. Because were he a Zav himself, a Zav which carries anything makes the thing Tomei, even if he doesn't actually touch it. So Masi, a person came into contact with something which was from a Zav, is not the same as a Zav himself, even the Rabbanon, and that's why it doesn't become Tomei. But yeah, but after the fact, it doesn't, it's not Tomei. On Malays, he said not necessarily. He said, Tipoter, So he wanted to say we're talking about a guy who constantly eats Kodesh, and therefore he is meticulous. So that's why the truth is he didn't actually come into contact with something which was a Medrash Azov. Right? He just doesn't know if he did or didn't. So therefore, we give him the benefit of the doubt, we say after the fact it's Tor. But the truth is that if somebody we would not know, right, so if somebody wasn't constantly eating Kodesh, and so then in fact we would be concerned that perhaps it would be a problem. That's one interpretation. Another interpretation is that he wasn't addressing the issue directly. Saying, you're right, we're not talking about a person who came in contact with himself or potentially came in contact with himself is not himself himself. But there's another parameter here which we have to take into account. Yeah, we're going to come to this side. Okay. So another parameter we have to take into account, which is that the keli which is carried has to be one which is designated for karbonos, not one which is designated for truma. Because we said previously that a keli which is torah for truma is not torah for karbon. So this be the evidence that it's okay, it's only if not, in addition to making sure not to have touched it, he also made sure to carry the keli which is mezukah, which is designated for karbon. Now, going back to Mishnah, Shaloka Midas HaKodesh Midas HaTrumah. Another difference mentioned in the Mishnah between Kodesh and Trumah is that Shiva Kodesh, if you have a leather pouch which has to do with which holds karbanos, and you have to now dunk in the mikvah, Makis HaKutim, you undo the knots, Makis HaKutim, you carefully clean out all the holes that there shouldn't be any interrupting substance. And then you duck it, and only afterwards you tie it together. With a truma, by a truma kosher, you can hold, have it tied together. Chakach magen, put in the mikvah, even if it's tight, so you don't have to untie it. Why is that? Ochli truma's reasoning, because ochli truma, they're accustomed to being meticulously careful, because it's a prevalent thing to eat truma. And they're always making sure that their vessels are constantly clean. People only very occasionally eat korbanos. So therefore, in a chutzah, so they're not accustomed to making sure the kelim they use for that purpose are clean. So therefore, we make them specially clean it out before they put in the mikvah. I will go on down to Marv. Oh boy, this is tough stuff.